Turkey Eve, everybody. Turkey Eve has hit 99.5 UIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so is your turkey thawing out? Is it ready to go?
Yeah, I put it in the fridge on Sunday.
I was like, it's go time. If you haven't,
real big go time.
Yeah, if you haven't, I don't know what to tell you.
Isn't there a quick method where you put it in like water? But yeah, I don't want to do all that.
I don't want to do all that. No. If you haven't yet, you'll be eating it about midnight tomorrow. So. Enjoy that. But you know, I used to brine in turkey. You put it like 3 days before. You put it in water with like salt and all the stuff. It's really good. It's a commitment though.
It is a commitment.
Total commitment. Yeah. So, all right. Well, happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody. I was thinking last night, you know, we were playing clips yesterday from Christmas Vacation, great holiday movie.
Love it.
And I felt guilty last night. I was at home and I was talking to somebody and I felt guilty. Another great holiday movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. John Candy, Steve Martin.
Yes.
They're trying to get home. And are they getting home for Christmas or Thanksgiving?
I haven't watched a movie in a while.
I know, but
one or the other.
It's been driving me crazy all day. So I was like, I need to share with people Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's a great story about people just trying to get home with their families for the holidays. It's a great one.
So those aren't pillows.
Oh, I know. That's the classic line of that movie.
So, how about them bears?
If you get a chance to see that, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and happy Turkey Day, everybody. Best time to eat Thanksgiving dinner. What's the best time to do it? 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Kevin, give me a time you and your family sit down.
It's usually between 2 and 3.
I would think that was normal. I think that was what most people would do. This is incredible, though. They did this survey. The most popular time to eat Thanksgiving dinner is between 4 and 5. 4 and 5.
All right.
Yeah, that's 15% of people. But 11% of people. Okay, so that's over 10% of the population. They eat after 6 o'clock.
Ooh, that's too late.
It's
too late for me.
What have you done all day? What have you done all day?
Snack, I guess.
Oh, I know. That's what gets me all full, though, is all the snacking and everything like that.
My mom brings cheese and crackers, I fill up on that quick.
Don't you regret it, too? It's every year I'm like, oh, my gosh, I ate too much. And then dinner served, and I'm like, I'm still going to eat it, even though I'm stuffed.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
still going at it. And the kids, too. This is funny. I remember this as being a memory as a kid, too. It was the same thing. I'd be so stuffed, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'd lay down for an hour, and then someone would be like, dessert's ready. I'm like, I'm going in.
Apple pie, all right.
Before noon, only 1% of the population eats Thanksgiving dinner before noon. I know a lot of first responders who have to go to work later that day, they will do that.
Sure.
You know, between noon and 1, 8%. But then we get between 2 and 3 is 13%, 3 and 4, 14%, like I said. And then it goes down a little bit, but still 11% after 6 o'clock, they eat dinner, which is like really dinner. But Thanksgiving dinner is like an afternoon thing, or at least has been.
It is.
So you're thinking about that tomorrow. What time do you have your first cold beer?
Probably early in the afternoon.
Yeah, football starts at about 12:30.
It does. Yeah, Bears, Lions.
You don't want to wait too long to have a beer after that.
No.
Yeah, you don't.
I know.
Because then the beer goes, hey, what are we doing here? What are we here for?
Exactly.
Good point, beer. All right. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Feel free to text us, 800-992-1099. Give us some of your Thanksgiving traditions. What time do you do it? Anything weird? Do you eat super early, super late? Text us.
Nashville, 99.5 QIK.
Always good to get Thanksgiving and holiday well wishes from some of our favorite country music artists. I would say Keith Urban is probably one of the most genuine dudes you'll ever meet. Oh. Like, when you meet him and have a conversation, you almost feel like he's interviewing you.
That is 100% correct.
Yeah, he's got this thing about him where he's very engaging. He's like, you get halfway through it and you're like, man, you're making me feel like $1 million and I'm nobody.
I know, and he's a superstar.
Superstar, yeah.
And he makes you feel like you're the only person around.
Really does.
It's really strange how he does that. Some people have Taylor Swift's like that. Garth Brooks is like that. Keith is the best. I mean, it's just so good of him.
Yeah, let me play this clip here of him talking about Thanksgiving, talking about his wife, and I think you'll get what I'm saying.
Thankful that, my marriage is just, it's life-giving. Not just life-changing, it's been life-giving for me. And from there, we created life, and that's just beautiful. And the effect that all of that has had in my work has given life to it, too. It's given a sense of purpose and really deepened the experience for me.
Wow. I mean, just even hearing him talk about that and his marriage, I'm just like, it's incredible. He's an incredible guy. He's just got a very engaging personality. It's nice to hear his thoughts about is marriage and Thanksgiving. Man, when I die, can I come back as Keith Urban? Can I please come back as Keith Urban? 50 years ago, this man loses his class ring on the beach, okay? Now, this is Cocoa Beach, and, you know, he's out there, he's partying, he's doing his thing. It was his senior prom, and he looks down, the ring's gone. He figured, I'll never see that ring again. Spent forever looking for it. And here's where the news story picks up from there.
And whenever I got home, I figured I'd get everything out of there, and the ring wasn't there. It was disappeared on the beach, I guess.
Thanks to the owner of Salty Side Metal Detecting Services, that ring is no longer missing.
Still kind of in shock, in disbelief that it really is after that many years, after 50 years almost, and it being dug up on the beach, you know, with the tide coming in and out.
First off, I love the name of the company, Salty Side Metal Detecting Services.
It is great.
Salty Side. I think it's absolutely great. But then 50 years.
50.
Think of all.
50.
You know what I was thinking about when I was listening to the news story earlier? I thought about all the hurricanes that have come through.
No kidding.
Even just tropical storms, tropical depressions, over 50 years, five decades. There's been a ton. Hurricane Andrew went over to that side.
And did.
The one we just had, what was that? It never actually touched, but it was, I can't believe I forget the name of this thing. It was a monster hurricane, and I think it was a G hurricane.
I think you're right.
It's driving me crazy.
I know.
It's driving me absolutely crazy. Anyway, all these storms that have gone, and this ring stayed in that spot.
Dorian.
Dorian. That's right.
That's it, Dorian.
Remember, it got like 20 miles.
It sat over the Bahamas, remember?
One
for like a full day.
It's driving us both nuts.
Yeah.
It was all these storms and everything else and just, I don't know, the natural tides in and out. And this ring was there 50 years. He found it. He's getting it back.
Awesome.
That means something in life, doesn't it?
It does.
That means something. I don't know what it means, but it means something. All right, we'll jump to the text on the way. 800-992-1099. Specifically the beach. What was that thing that you lost? Or what was that thing that you found on the beach? You couldn't believe that you had found it. We'll get to your text on the way. 99.5 QIK, Thomas Rhett. Well, y'all, happy day before Thanksgiving. 99.5 QIK, it's Tampa Bay's morning crew. So 2019 strikes again. It's been one of my favorite sayings for 2019. I think it'll continue to be, at least for the next month or so. Well, it is 2019. But this guy in... Kevin, were they in Michigan or Indiana or somewhere in the Midwest, I think?
Yeah, Michigan.
Michigan.
Yes.
He really believes that a possum is a koala bear. He took out his phone to share it and listen to what he said about it.
Bro, we got koala bears in Michigan. Bro. Oh. Nasty, bro. Stop looking at me, cuz. Yeah. I'm on tip with you, boy. No, I'm not to leave him alone. All right, bro. Have a good day, Mr. Koala.
These gentlemen really believe that the possum's a koala bear. And it's impossible for that obviously to be a koala bear, but they even said that, oh, man, he's kind of gross looking. Koalas are gorgeous little creatures.
Yes,
they're like, you know, who doesn't love a koala bear?
Right? We got koala bears in Michigan.
Okay, well, that's 2019 strikes again.
Yeah, it does.
Koala bears popping up in Michigan. That is a great little piece, though. That
we got koala bears in Michigan.
Jordan Davis, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so we're talking about this guy, Cocoa Beach, the other coast of Florida. It's incredible. Lost his class ring 50 years ago. They just found it. It's going back to him. 50 years. The hurricanes, all the tides that have come in and out, and he's getting his ring back. So we're talking about, you know, what's the craziest thing you've either found on the beach or lost on the beach, and the texts are pouring in. When I asked the question, I guess I didn't realize it could go another way. So some of the texts we can't read. Y'all are very, some of y'all are very creative this morning.
Oh, good.
Yes. We'll skip over those, but I just want to thank you for the creativity. But some of the texts we can read, this is really interesting. A woman says her and her kids were on the beach and they started digging. They found a rope that led into the water. So the kids were really excited. They wanted to see where does the rope lead.
Right.
So they kept digging and digging and digging and following the rope and kept digging. And it led to a boat that was buried underneath the sand in the ocean. She said this was the coolest find ever. And, I mean, that's
incredible.
That's like finding hidden, like, pirate treasure.
Yes.
Right? It's like we found a sunken boat underneath the sand.
Wow. That's incredible.
I thought that was absolutely...
I like that.
Yeah, just absolutely awesome. Also, a woman texted in from Clearwater. She said, my son was playing at the edge of the water. He was 8 years old. Somehow he lost his prescription glasses. They were... She just bought them. They were $400.
Oh, no.
That's the thing about the beach, right? And you hear this before.
Yeah.
It giveth... And it taketh away.
Yes,
and it really,
does.
Really does. Keep the text coming in, 800-992-1099. I found, this was years ago, Ocean City, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I found a bottle. I was really young. I found a bottle, and inside the bottle was a piece of paper. It was
really?
That, it was that classic message in a bottle, right?
Absolutely.
So I open it up, and the paper was empty. There was nothing.
What?
It was blank. It was the strangest thing. And I'm like... Did somebody just put a bunch of these out just so you'd get all excited? It was blank. There was nothing on it.
That's weird.
I know. I'm like, there had to be some cryptic...
Maybe it's invisible ink.
Pirate ink?
You needed lemon juice to reveal what it said.
Oh, I like... You know, you're not usually into conspiracy theories, but it sounds like you're buying in on that.
Maybe.
Keep the text coming in. Great stories coming in. Stuff you've lost or found on the beaches. 99.5 QIK. Kenny Chesney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's new Michael Ray, Her World or Mine, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. So Jeff Dunham tickets, we're going to give those to you in about 2 minutes or so. Jeff Dunham tickets here on 99.5 QIK. You know what's still going on in the world? This is incredible. The Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yes.
Still a thing. It's insanely popular. You can call and they'll actually tell you how to cook your Butterball Turkey. They'll
That's
give
right.
you advice. And it's just incredible that this is still going on after all these years. What we've done here is we're going to call the Butterball hotline here. I just figured it's the day before Thanksgiving. Let's just have some fun.
Sure.
It's just whatever, right? Just whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the day before Thanksgiving. This little rubber turkey sound effect thing.
Yes.
So we'll just call the lady, get some advice on how to cook the thing. And we're dialing through right now. And I guess the differential will be that she probably thinks we have a turkey that's ready to be put in the oven, but we actually have a live turkey here.
Oh.
Which I got to tell you, I guarantee this is the first time this has ever happened on the Butterball Turkey Hotline. It's ringing through. Here we go.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk Line for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press
the There's our turkey.
Three.
Sounds like a real one.
Butterball Turkey Talk Line, may I help you?
Happy Thanksgiving.
We're very busy.
Yes. Listen, I've got a question here. This is the first year I've ever done this.
Yes.
And I've got a, I think this is like a 16 pound.
Uh-huh.
Or 18 pound. And I don't even know, I'm going to make the turkey today.
Is it thawed, ready to cook?
Yeah, it's not frozen. Yeah, I mean, I'm ready
okay,
to cook
fresh.
It. It's alive. Well, you're fresh, right here with the fresh, yep.
Okay, fresh. Good. Okay, well, we would say a 325 degree oven. There's a little pamphlet that tells all this in with your turkey. 325 degree oven on a flat rack and a shallow uncovered pan.
Got it. How do you get, like, what's the initial step to actually, like, getting it to stand still and stuff?
Well, you would take out the, there's two bags in there.
Okay.
There's one up by the neck and then there's one that is in the cavity.
Yes.
Oh, God. Do I have to reach in?
Yeah.
Come here. Come here. There's not one around the neck.
There's a little plastic bag in there, or a little parchment bag in there with the neck, with the gizzard and the lizard liver, and
there's a fast little son of a. Come here.
So then, after you get those out,
how do you get the actual? How do you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm here.
How do you actually get the it runs? You know.
What do you mean it runs?
Well, stand still. Come here, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, can you help me? What do I do?
Well, you said it runs.
It runs and it hops. Bites. Hello? Oh, she's gone.
Oh,
we've lost her. We've lost her.
That was incredible.
We've lost her. Like I said, I figured this would be the first time this ever happened. The Butterball Turkey Hotline and somebody calls with a live turkey. Quote of the day. What do you mean it runs? Thanksgiving to y'all. Happy Thanksgiving to the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. All right, so we were talking earlier about the best time to make, to eat Thanksgiving dinner. And the study just came out, and most people, or over 10% of people, eat after 6 o'clock. I just cannot absolutely believe that. I just can't believe it. You could wait all day and not even get to that food till after 6 o'clock. And Kevin and I both said we're eating around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, in there, yep.
Yeah, and then I was reading this other thing about crazy Thanksgiving traditions, how some families are abandoning turkeys, and they're doing like their own little things, Chinese food, pizza, and I'm going, huh, I don't know that I could do that.
Couldn't do pizza on Thanksgiving? I mean, I could, but it just wouldn't feel right.
Wouldn't feel right. We already celebrated Thanksgiving. My dad came in town early, so we already did our turkey thing. So we're actually not, this is why I bring this up, we're not doing turkey tomorrow. We haven't figured out what we're doing.
Really?
Yeah. Like we.
All right.
So the kids, it's funny, the kids are talking about this. They're like, well, let's do pizza. And I'm like, pizza on Thanksgiving seems weird. Well, let's do Chinese food. Ah, I like Chinese food. I don't know. That seems weird too. So, and then I started reading about online about how a lot of people aren't doing turkey dinners anymore. They're doing other things. And I'm like, well, what's becoming like the new thing? Like, what would you do instead of celebrating with turkey and turkey dinner, mashed potatoes and everything like that? And I know it sounds weird to say. It sounds super weird to say. And I wouldn't even be thinking about it had I didn't, my family didn't come into town earlier and we already did all this. So 800-992-1099, any strange Thanksgiving traditions, just something that people would go, man, that's weird. Man, that's weird. Text us now. We'll get to your text on the way. Just something you've done with your family, or maybe you're just going to start doing, and people go, man, that's weird. I don't know if you're doing that. Text us now, 800-992-1099. It's 99.5 QIK. Talking about just crazy things you do for Thanksgiving. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Just, you know, family traditions. We already did our turkey for some family that couldn't make it in town for Thanksgiving. We already went through all that a couple weeks ago, so we're not doing that again. My wife's like, man, we're not doing all that again. That's crazy. So what are some of the things that you do that other people would say, that's a strange family tradition? Text from Tampa, ramen noodles for Thanksgiving. That's pretty incredible.
Interesting.
That is pretty incredible. Ramen noodles for Thanksgiving. My kids would definitely give that a thumbs up. Another text came in, grilled mahi-mahi, coleslaw, and fries.
All right.
That's a
Florida Thanksgiving.
That's awesome right there. A text from St. Pete, my son hates turkey, so we find the biggest steaks we can do and eat that for Thanksgiving.
All right.
Hey, that's taking Thanksgiving to the next, the next level. another text, salmon cakes and side dishes.
There you go.
Dessert antipasta dishes.
Wow.
Another one for an Italian Thanksgiving. And this is my favorite. Trish texted in, we do tacos for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Hey, that would actually be, for me, that would be the thing you could talk me into to replacing Thanksgiving, and I'd have no problems. It would actually be an upgrade. That would be an upgrade. Would you have to use turkey meat? Probably turkey tacos.
I could do that.
But you're still getting it done, right?
Absolutely.
You're still getting it done?
I like that. I like it.
Is the beer Corona?
I think it might have to be.
It almost have to be. Great text coming in. Keep them rolling in. Your strange traditions, family traditions for Thanksgiving. 800-992-1099. It's QIK. Oh, this is absolutely fantastic. This up-and-coming comedian in New York decided for Thanksgiving he'd take a break from comedy. He set up Thanksgiving dinner on the trains in Brooklyn, had people cook all this food and served Thanksgiving dinner. This is great. Turkey, mashed potatoes, veggies, mac and cheese, cornbread, and more on the train. And before everybody would eat, they even said grace on the train. Listen to this.
You want some of this?
You want to eat?
Get that man a plate, yo.
Hey, everybody eat. Where the DJ at?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all together on this Thanksgiving Day. There's a lot of people that don't have food. We're very blessed to have it, and we're very thankful.
Yo, can I just say one thing before I get off? Mac and cheese was correct.
I guess the mac and cheese was a hit.
I love it.
That was really, really good. I like the way he started this off.
You want some of this?
That's what I'm going to say to my kids. That's how I'm kicking off Thanksgiving dinner for my kids.
You want some of this?
We'll see how that goes. Tampa Bay's morning crew. I think this is great. 99.5 QIK. We're getting into Thanksgiving. And, you know, there's nothing like a little honesty between family. I want you to hear this little girl saying she has a broken heart, and her brother just tells her what life's about. Listen to this.
Honor. Chris broke her heart today.
Well, that's what happens in life.
Well, that's what happens in life. The older brother just laid down some life talk. Here it is again.
Hunter, Chris broke her heart today.
Well, that's what happens in life.
A kid, kid's like, I don't know, 8 years old. He totally gets it.
Well, that's what happens in life.
Yes.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Arizona, checking in. And that nacho burrito. Timothy Bell on probation. Okay, but he's getting a chance. He's out. All he has to do is stay out of trouble to get off probation. It's very simple, right? Just stay out of trouble. Well, he was doing that until last Saturday. He was pulling out of a parking lot and he saw a man. This is downtown Phoenix, holding a burrito. And he thought to himself, gosh, this burrito looks really good.
Oh, no.
So what do you do next when you see a man holding something you want, like a burrito? You go beat him up and steal it and eat it.
My gosh.
Exactly what Timothy did. He was arrested. Felony robbery. This was also caught on tape. He's going back to prison. Let me just tell you, that's his last burrito in a very long time.
Yes.
Not worth it at all. All right. Anchorage, Alaska. I think maybe the first ever appearance of Alaska on Nutbags north of Florida. This happened at the airport. There was a box filled with 50 pounds of frozen goat intestines.
Oh.
And the TSA people said, man, we see a lot of stuff. But this stuff, and it stinks, and it was leaking.
Gross.
So they went and asked the man who owned this box of intestines from goats. He was 71 years old. And he said, sir, what's in there? And he's like, we got some goat guts. He goes, well, they're leaking. We need to inspect them. He says, you're not allowed to inspect them. And then he said, well, now we're really inspecting them. And they did. $400,000 worth of meth and heroin.
Of course.
In the goat guts. The man was arrested, taken to the airport. The goat guts were disposed of. Y'all, Florida gets a bad rap, but I'm telling you, there are nutbags north of Florida.
Even Alaska. That's way north.
Way north. I mean,
that's near Russia.
That's other countries north.
Yeah.
My goodness. Michael Ray is on. It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.